The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. Thank you for that intro, Joe Kelly. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're all just kind of sitting here on pins and needles wondering whether or not we're going to be able to board an airline flight anytime soon. The FAA has grounded all domestic U.S. flights. Why is that? Well, for those of you who wanted to trust your government, guess what? There's a glitch in the system. Yeah, you got to love that. A glitch in the system, believe it or not. it's a real problem. You get in an airplane, you expect that airplane to take off. At least, you know, remember that, the on-time airline? Not going to happen now. They have this system out there that provides pilots with notices that they need to read before flying. And that system went offline. It's out. And now, of course, they're saying that they don't know how many flights are going to be affected because some airlines may be able to operate without the information from the system, which is called NOTAMS, or Notice to Air Missions System. And they said some of the functions are beginning to come back online. That's a quote. Some functions are beginning to come back online, according to the FAA. The FAA is an agency. Remember that? It's one of those bureaucracies out there that we're supposed to put our trust in. Yeah, to provide us with airline safety. Okay. And see, here's the thing. If there's an EMP attack, that NOTAM system, bye-bye. It's gone. It's history. Yep. Along with everything else that they've got that's tied to electricity that they think is so wonderful. We need to put up windmills and solar panels. And like I said, they're about 30 years behind in technology because if you have Tesla charging stations catching fire, batteries catching fire, especially those that have been exposed to salt water. And now the West Coast of California, I talked to my attorney on the West Coast out there, Al West, who co-wrote two books with me, The Quiet Title War Manual and The C&E on Steroids. And he's telling me, he goes, man, he says, I can't believe the rain. They're evacuating Montecito. And I'm going, oh, really? Montecito? Gee, that's where Oprah and Meghan and Harry have homes. And they're evacuating? Really? And it's like you don't wish ill on people, but boy, oh boy, you know, you got to wonder about these cyclones and about weather manipulation, right? Yeah, we'll get into more of this as time progresses here. And we're going to talk a little more about the gas stove thing. Remember, I was joking yesterday about how we should all buy up gas stoves because in 2023, they want to ban gas stoves. I mean, New York and California have already put forward legislation to do that. So what if you were to just start hoarding gas stoves, natural and propane? Well, you see, most of them have the conversion kits. When you buy these propane stoves, they have the conversion kits. You see, these people are going to start to realize that you're going to have to diversify. I did this a long time ago. If you want solar, you're going to have to use solar as kind of a alternative source of energy next to the electric grid, next to fossil fuels, next to propane, which is a fossil fuel, next to natural gas, which is mined from the earth. We have enough of these utilities in this country to last us at least another 300 years. But you see, we have this government, this world, one world bunch that all think that we're going to die in 8 years if we don't get a handle on things. But it's all about one world control. It's not about anything sane and real. It's this little utopic dream they have in their mind, this mindset. These people need to, I mean, I wish, you know, you could be like Harry Potter, one of these people in, you know, some of these things where you can obliviate and wipe out all the garbage out of their brain. But alas, you know, as long as these rich people are allowed to exist, and see, here's one thing about EMP, it will wipe out all their savings overnight. In an instant, they will not be able to have access to any of their money, and they will be in a level playing field just like the rest of us. And they may have a lot of food all stored up, and they may have an alternate energy source, but I guarantee you they're not totally prepared, and they are going to be majorly inconvenienced. And you see, they may be one in, you remember the Peter Pry predicted 9 out of 10 people would be dead in a year? They may be one of those 9. And if they aren't eliminated because of the fact they just starved to death or didn't have access to water or ran out of food and were afraid to leave their homes for fear they would be gunned down, well, that's a possibility too. They might be eliminated that way because of civil unrest. Just like the food riots in Paris that the mainstream media here in the United States seems to be ignoring. And why is that? Because utility prices are through the roof and people have to make a choice. You're either going to pay your utility bill or you're going to buy food, one or the other. But now, you know, now we got food riots going on. So in America, one of the things that we want to press the issue on is your health. And this is one of the reasons why we started the Power Mall. Now I know, okay, here comes Dave with a pitch again. Well, you know what? Dave has stocked up. And I've stocked up on a lot of things. Things that, you know, if the pharmacies go down, you got to have back stock. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, prednisone, Z-Pax, that's azithromycin. Some people are allergic to it. Some people have to take penicillin. I can't take penicillin. So I have to have some alternative therapies. So there are some drugs, some pharmaceuticals out there that, you know, are necessary. But most of them are not. Most of them we rely on are supplements. And see, God put stuff on this earth for us to discover and to eat to make us better. And so then the government comes out with all these food groups. Remember that? Remember that? They fed us that stuff. Now they're telling kids, yeah, eat your female M&Ms and shut up about the rest of the stuff. It's healthier to eat Lucky Charms. Whew, they're magically delicious. You know, better to eat Lucky Charms than it is to eat fruit, you know. Fruit and vegetables. Oh, forget fruit and vegetables. Ah, remember when you were a kid, you used to push the lima beans away from your body? How many people out there like lima beans? I certainly do not. There are a lot of people out there that love them. I can't stand them. I'm sorry. As a kid, my mother tried to force feed me lima beans, and I'm like, ah, the dog won't even eat it. All right. You know, the thing is a lot of people need to take supplements, and that's why the Power Mall got started, because, see, we saw a need, a void in people's lives because they need to protect their health. And that's why, you know, Stephen Harkins with North American Urban Spice is going to be on with us today, as well as Nan Su from the Epic Times talking about the crisis in China and how it's affecting us. 10% off of North American Urban Spice products this week, and you need to get Nuke Protect because as long as we have warmongers in Congress that are sticking their nose into Ukraine, and that includes the Biden family, because as you know, they found all those classified documents, right? In Penn Biden Center. Yeah. So as long as they're going to do that, and Russia has its finger on that magic button, you need to have Nuke Protect in your cabinet. We also have 10% off of iComplex CS, formulated by Dr. Robert Abel. He will be on the show this week as well. And you get free shipping this week on orders over $200, excluding dropship, which means the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, which is still available, is at the ready for every member of your family at $53 a kit. That includes two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. And that should get you through the worst of a winter month. Now, I have the OptiVita Silver Liquid right here. If you're watching me on the live stream on our video channel, I'm holding up a water glass. This is my water glass. I drink a lot of this. I know our board op, Todd, drinks a lot of this. And see, I put the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million in this glass right here, which I just took a sip of, and I will nurse that throughout the show. And I stay healthy as a result of it. And I can only wish and pray that all of you do what is necessary to maintain your health. Because right now, above all things, as we discussed on our show in the last couple of days, with like Tim was on here on Monday, and here we are Wednesday. And see, we've already gotten the email blast out there. We told you that God gave you a sound mind, and he wants you to be healthy. That's one of the reasons why we started up the Power Mall, is so you could stay healthy. You can get the Silver Gel 24 part per million, which you can use as a topical gel to help heal wounds, because, hey, bumps and scrapes and scratches, that is par for the course, because to err is human, and we do make mistakes, and we get ourselves in trouble and do crazy things without thinking, and we're not putting our feet forward the right way, and you do crazy things like stub your toe or break your toe. And we're praying for Susan's recovery this morning in the name of your son, Yeshua. Can I get an amen out there? A broken toe. Yeah, I said, hey, call a tow truck. So this is the thing. You have an option to stay healthy or to be sick and die. that's not a real hard choice, is it? We all want to be healthy. So that's one of the reasons why we shop at the Power Mall. Now, also, because of the fact that we don't take government grants and government money, how dare we do that? Nope, we don't do that. Thepowerhour.com has a partners tab on its website. And some of the partners we have include Heaven's Harvest, which you see on your email blast. We've got a big ad for Heaven's Harvest. Why? Because we want people to stock up on food. I've had a number of people contact me about doing solar. And I'm saying, look, you want the most complete solar energy panel system? I'm moving in this direction. Lion Energy, if you want solar. See, and Frank Davis got the right idea when he put this up here, because he gave you the opportunity to go through the Partners tab and click on Lion Energy and order, and that you help the Power Hour out when you do that. Financially, you help them out when you go through the website. Don't you? I mean, lionenergy.com is their website, but you can actually go to the Power Hour, click on the link, and go shop there. And the technicians will help you. And if you're in Texas like me, I have discovered there is a company here that actually will install solar systems at the direction of the technicians, which are in Utah. So if you want solar and you want, there's a couple of different things. I had a guy contact me because he said his mom listens to the show. Thank you so much for that, Mom. We appreciate that. Moms are smart. Mom told son, hey, guess what? You need to call this guy. So he did. And he lives relatively close to me, and he's going to come look at my Steel Sips project tomorrow. And he wants to be off-grid. And I said, you know, there's only one system I know of that is in existence that's reasonably priced that you can go off grid. And that's Lion Energy, because they have a complete whole house system. But the thing is, he's got no electric meter out there. He got septic, but no electric meter. So the whole idea here, as long as the septic system is not aerobic, where it relies on electricity to run, then you can, you know, you have what they call an ET system. Basically, it's just the evaporation kind of system. You know, that's what they have these lateral fields for, right? And the water comes up, you know, from the trenches that are dug in the ground. I've put ET systems in before. And the more the soil percolates, the better it is for your ET system, because all of that evaporates, okay? And that's how you exist. And depending on the size of your home, determines the size of the septic tank, okay? So, you know, that's why they always ask, you know, when they put septic systems in, and most counties have a permitted system for that, because they want to make sure you're not screwing up. And, you know, I know a lot of people. I remember about a year or so, I existed with a porta potty, and I had him come clean it out. And there's no law against having only a porta potty on your lot, but you have to have a way to clean it out. Somebody's got to come pump it. You know, I love those trucks, those septic trucks that drive around. Your duty is our business. They get so creative. You know, it's like flush twice. It's a long way to Washington. But anyway, I mean, these people are, our partners are dedicated to help you stay alive and survive. OptiVita hemp products, which you can get by clicking the link on our partners tab. The Grow Network with Marjorie Wildcraft. You got to take some of these classes. If you don't have a green thumb, my thumb is not green. I just looked at it. I don't know why. I just had this inkling to look at it. It's not green, which means I don't have to amputate it. Oh, man. I love it. You know, I have to be, it may be cock out of you, but it's my bread and butter. That's another slogan that does our board. Todd, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I needed a giggle this morning. James McCanny water filters. I've got that system in my house. The whole idea is to purify your water en masse because, I mean, you're talking about whole house means I can take a shower and clean water. I drink clean water. I've got RO under the sink. My refrigerator's filtered. So, I mean, I've got like a triple system. And so the thing is you want clean water because you don't know what kind of chemicals are polluting our subsurface. You know, that's why we have them. We have these things available to you, mypillow.com, but you can go through our link and the Power Hour makes money when you order a MyPillow. I sleep with them. They're very comfortable. You can throw them in the dryer, fluff them back up again. I mean, they're totally cool. It depends what kind of sleeper you are. If you're a back sleeper, side sleeper, it's kind of crazy. Relax far infrared saunas and butterfly essential oils as well. So, you know, you just go to the partners tab on thepowerhour.com and click on that, and you're ready to rock and roll and stay healthy and keep yourself in good supply. And, of course, we're also on social media. You can check there for Power Hour updates, news, and more. And if you're not signed up for the email blast, you need to be, because sometimes we don't get to all of the information that we need to get to during the first hour. It is news and open lines. And let's go to our first caller this morning, Tim in Michigan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Dave, have you seen the weather, the two storms in the Pacific Ocean? Have you put eyes on them through radar?
I haven't yet this morning. I just got, you know, I got a call yesterday from my attorney out there, and we were discussing it. He said, man, it's really coming down. Mudslides, all sorts of stuff happening. I take it that you've looked at the radar. Go ahead and tell me what it says.
It's two tropical storms or typhoons, I guess, they're in the Pacific, but there's two of them, and they span from the coast of California to the coast of Japan. Two of them.
Wow.
Side by side. I've never seen anything so big in my life as far as the weather pattern.
And the thing
is,
Tim,
interesting.
It is, but see, California has been in this nonstop constant drought, and you would think, oh, look at, they're getting all their needed rain. Well, not necessarily, because a lot of that rain is going to flow back out into the ocean, and a lot of that rain is not going to get absorbed into the substrata. A lot of that rain will create runoff and floods and flash floods and could destroy all sorts of property through mudslides. It's a nonstop. It's constant. And they may be lucky to even retain 10% of what they're getting hit with, from my understanding. Now, it may be different. Maybe somebody wants to call and convince me otherwise. But the thing is that the big question I have, Tim, is it geoengineered?
Boy, someone right off of your network, once talked about when Fukushima was the issue, he warned about the trench off of Japan. He said all that radioactive water going into the depths of that trench, he says you warm that trench up 2 degrees and the weather that it will produce will be superstorms. And
that
man,
would be
was the weather, yeah. since Fukushima, the weather has been crazy.
Are we talking about the Mariana Trench?
If it's the trench that's off the coast of Japan, where
that would be the Mariana Trench.
And that's the deepest trench in the world.
Yep.
Isn't that where Godzilla came from? And what brought Godzilla to life?
Yeah.
Godzilla got brought to life by radioactivity.
Oh, I see another B-movie coming on. Remember B-movies? You know, the Japan B-movies where their voice starts talking, but you don't hear the sound until like 2 seconds later?
I just saw some pictures from Florida. The chemtrailing in the skies is unbelievable down there. The chemtrailings across southwest Michigan have been nuts the last few days. And I see it everywhere I go.
And nobody's calling their congresspeople.
Nobody sees it, Dave. I'm telling you, go to any person and point to the sky and say, is that normal? Are those clouds normal?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
I've never seen the clouds. I've never seen the formation of clouds that I've seen today that I did as a kid and that I did as a young adult. The clouds are different. The skies are different. And I fear for the world in that sense that they don't see this stuff.
I know it. They don't until it's too late. And the people in California, you know, majority of them are woke. The 367,000 that left the state of California over the last year, they woke up. They understand exactly what's going on, and they moved to places like Texas and Florida. They got the heck out of Dodge.
The driest places in the United States, I should say, fly over them. The golf courses are very green.
Yep.
That just goes to show you where we're at. And, Dave, if we've drilled one water well out west in this emergency of drought, why wouldn't our federal government say, drill for water. Here, come on, let's go. We can solve this water problem. Uh-huh. They're trying to tell us there's no water under this earth.
Like they're trying to tell us that natural gas stoves kill our kids, you know, give them asthma. Ooh.
The only problem with Africa is they need water. And we could be punching wells in Africa and those people could have water and food. Instead, what do? We give them
military
shots.
Yeah, exactly.
That
military aid. Let them kill each other. Yeah.
My uncle was in Indonesia. He worked in Bangladesh, and he showed me a picture of a water spigot just coming out of the ground, an old-looking water spigot. I said, what's the significance? He said, that was the fresh water for a village of 1,200. Wow. Water. We're starving people of water. And why aren't we drilling water wells all over the West, bringing water to the surface? What's wrong with Americans? Why aren't we seeing solutions to these problems? You don't have water? Drill for water. The oceans are full of water.
Yep, I know it. But I see desalinization is very, very expensive. And while people could maybe create a small home type system, it's a losing proposition to me. DeepRock.com. That's deeprock.com, has home well drilling kits. They also have commercial rigs. But the thing is the states want to regulate those things. You can't just go on somebody's property. But Deep Rock came up with a circumvention plan, and they said, here's the thing. If you're the one drilling the well, you can do it yourself. Now, the Deep Rock kits, they're not cheap. They're $3,500. If you want to drill for a well, you can. Now, what do you do about your neighbor? Your neighbor doesn't have water, but you got to be careful because, you know, if you've seen how underground wells function, they make like cones where they tap into the water table. And you can't drill to the point where you're going to deprive your neighbor of water, which is why the state wants to regulate it. So it's, you know, it's one of these things, but you can go out and actually rent your rig to your neighbor, and he can pay you a consulting fee, which is included in the rent, and you can supervise him drilling his own well. That's how they circumvented this whole thing. So hopefully that's a good answer to the solution. We appreciate your call, Tim. Thanks so much. Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink, right? And this is, you know, you can't live without water. What, 72 hours? That's it. You don't get water, you start tweaking. It's pretty bad. And your system dehydrates and starts shutting down. So you got to have water. And see, the thing is this EMP comes along. You know, nuke protect, maybe, maybe not. But the thing is that a full nuclear war or a meltdown of your nuclear power plant and the fallout that's carried, yeah, nuke protect definitely works. And with the threat of that and so many hypersonic missile activity out there, that's why you need nuke protect, which is why we've got it 10% off. And we'll be talking to Stephen about that. Now, in world news, very quickly, conscription, if you've ever heard of that, is slavery. And basically what that means is you will serve in the military. Sweden is doing it. They're going to reintroduce conscription as it aims to boost defense capabilities during the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Why would they be doing that, you ask yourself? Sweden is supposedly and always has been a neutral country. Ah, but it's a member of NATO, right? Well, you know, the civil defense minister over there, we have to send people with the appropriate skills to municipal rescue services to perform civil service there. 3,000 recruits could become part of this first wave. Yeah, RT is reporting that. That's Russian television. Compulsory civil service was originally abandoned in Sweden in 2008. And now they have until March 1st to prepare the activation of civil duty, according to the minister there. They revived their military conscription in Sweden in 2017, citing Russian military activities, one of the reasons. So you see, the tit for tat, the ping pong, the world war, all of this stuff looks like it's kind of off in the distance, but it is materializing. And the thing is that if you are conscripted into the Swedish army, you are allowed to serve between 9 and 12 months. Yeah. The U.S., meanwhile, wants to deploy units of Marines armed with missiles along Japan's Okinawa Islands as part of a military buildup aimed at China, according to a Japanese newspaper. How's this going to work? You see the tit for tat? Now you've set something in motion, and now you want to make China aware because now we've just unzipped our fly. The media knows all about it. Now we're going to send missiles over there. Oh. And so China's looking at that going, oh, well, we'll just have a little more flybys and see if we can push the envelope. You see, this is all part of that political ping pong game they're playing over there, pushing the envelope. Weapons were discovered, by the way, off the coast of Oman on a route historically used to traffic illicit cargo to the Houthis in Yemen. According to the Navy, they just seized more than 2,000 assault rifles from a ship in the Gulf of Oman. It believes it came from Iran and was bound for Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi rebels. And of course, when Nan Su comes on in our next hour, we're going to talk to him about those partially cremated remains left on a roadside amid China's spiraling COVID outbreak. I'll be back with more U.S. news after our bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get 2 boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, for those of you listening to us on Rents Radio, and welcome aboard, as well as 7.490. We're live on here. We're not doing archive. We're live. Wow. Means if you want to listen to us on thepowerhour.com at any time during the day or night, you can, even from your cell phone, if you have that capability to access internet. Of course, those would be smartphones, and a lot of you don't like them. A lot of you just have landlines, I get it, and you have shortwave, and that's okay. You can hear us live, and you can call in, and that number is 844-769-2944. And this particular segment, I want to focus a little bit on what's going on in the United States before we talk to Nan Sue at the top of next hour. A House panel, you know, Jim Jordan is from Ohio. The panel would have far-reaching authority and be empowered to investigate ongoing criminal investigations, of which Democrats are pushing back naturally. They see, because of this entire scenario, you know, we're talking about weaponization of the federal government here against its opponents, and that includes we the people. And we the sheeple, too. We have to include the sheeple. We have to include the sheeple. See, because if we don't include them, see, they're all part of this. They all have the same rights we do, even though they're asleep. And a lot of them have had the jab, and, you know, their lifespan may be cut short. The more we find out, the more it's like, well, that's just like sanctioned murder by our own government. You know, weaponization, of course, if you talk trash about the federal government, we're going to come after you. Oh, my. You know, lots happening here. William in Michigan, what's on your mind?
I have the prescription for what ails America. It's really simple.
Okay, I'm all ears. Go for it.
We have an undiagnosed mental illness in our country called the love of money. It's actually what caused slavery on the plantation days. And then you look at the algorithm that the mentally ill white bastards follow once they got the money from slavery. They become senators, congressmen, and presidents, and mysteriously changed their plantations into their states and made all taxpayers the modern slaves. And they brag they don't pay taxes. Folks, DSM-23 with three dots after it, it's a continuum, is an undiagnosed mental illness in the greatest country in the world. And
Okay, William, DSM-23, go ahead and give me the actual diagnosis, because I know about DSM-4.
Kleptomania.
I love it. Kleptomania.
They're stealing from the herd.
Yes, they are from the herd. You just got robbed. How was it? Not bad. Yep, I get it.
And you just created an epiphany in the minds of the listeners for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. You talking about being awoke, son. One more question, and you're awoke. What were the family names of the maritime ship owners that did the human trafficking that brought the slaves here and tricked the mentally ill white bastards into buying them? Their names were Epstein, sir. The nut don't fall fur from the tree. They've been in that business for dozens and dozens of generations. And if you think the future king of England wasn't hitting them 12-year-old hookers, too, think again. The joke on the street is Epstein had to die in the jail cell because there wasn't enough secret in Victoria's Secret to make the queen look better than the 12-year-old hooker.
I love it when the audience brings their own material, William. Thank you so much for that history lesson. I appreciate you. Sherry in Kansas, how are you this morning?
Hey, kudos to William. That was pretty good.
I love it, man. I love it when the audience brings their own material. What have you got for me this morning?
A couple days ago, I heard this story once, and I can't remember who was reporting on it, but there was a theft of 80 head of cattle out in Colorado. They didn't leave a trace. They did it on the full moon, which the full moon was, I believe, would have been the night of between the 6th and the 7th, because I think the full moon was the 6th. And but they didn't leave a trace, and it would have been at least taken two big cattle trucks, semis, to move that, but they didn't, the report I heard, they didn't say what part of Colorado, but they couldn't have been up in the mountains. They had to be down in the lowlands.
Yep. I would imagine.
I haven't heard, have you seen anything about this?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to look into that. See, this is one of these things that they don't talk much about because the mainstream media doesn't want to report it. Certainly, and Fox News hasn't picked up on it yet because I would expect you to hear something that rash. But 80 head of cattle, it's like people look at it and go, well, that's not really that much. It's somebody's private herd. It's no big deal. It's like, you know, that stuff happens. Cattle thefts and horse thefts happen all the time. Well, you know, it's kind of a sad state of affairs, and nobody wants to talk about it.
That's a lot of money because
these guys
can't afford to insure those because, you know, it's just, you know, you might be paying a lot at the grocery store for beef, but they don't get that much of a cut.
Well, you're talking
about culture.
I get it, but see, the price of those cows right now, those 80 head of cattle, that's $100,000 right there. That's $1,250 a head normally at sale. So, you know, you're talking about $100,000. I mean, that's sizable. It's nothing like what happened in Houston. There was a taqueria, I think that's how you pronounce it, or taqueria, taqueria, I think, because taquitos. Anyway, this customer in Houston, this is where this happened, on the southwest side of Houston, shot and killed a would-be armed robber, according to a video released by the Houston Police Department. The customer reportedly gathered the money taken by the robbery suspect and distributed it back to the victims before leaving the restaurant. And, of course, all the victims then got up and walked out of the restaurant. So there's no witnesses, no gunmen, nothing, but we got a dead robber on the floor who apparently now he had a toy gun. It wasn't a real gun, but it looked like it was real to everybody that he was trying to rob. And this was in the 6800 block of South Gessner Road, which I'm very familiar with where Gessner Road is in Houston. And, of course, the police see the video, shows the robbery in progress, and it shows the customer pulling a gun and shooting the would-be robber. So you see, the thing is, I guess, is that, you know, cattle thefts are, you know, I mean, he was robbing the customers in the store, and the employees obviously ran to the back of the rooms. They didn't see anything. So Houston police are like, we would like to talk to the customer that pulled his gun out and shot the would-be robber because the would-be robber's dead. But see, everybody in the restaurant got up and walked out. So there's no witnesses. You got a dead robber. The video shows he's a dead robber, what he was trying to do. Yet I think they ought to just leave well enough alone and put the guy in a pauper's grave and the hell with it.
Well, because I wouldn't trust the police in Houston.
That town's
pretty liberal.
Harris County is corrupt.
Somebody needs to help that poor rancher out. Somebody needs to help that poor rancher out and getting him access to satellite feed that night. You know, because they
would
got
be a big plus.
Yeah. I've got one more thing.
Somebody's obviously filed a police report in that with the sheriff. Somebody's got to have.
But you know, they couldn't take it to a regular processor because the cattle were branded.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So are they holding them somewhere, or that, you know, how do you move 80 head of cattle? I have somebody who runs cattle on part of my property during the summertime, and it's, you know, adjacent property that they bring them in and out. And, you know, it's an operation because they put that many cattle on this, you know, acreage and you know, it ain't easy.
I've had cattle before. Sherry, I used to live in Kansas. I know it. I used to have cattle and I used to live in Kansas and I had cattle when I was in Kansas, so I get it.
I have, you know, this one deal on the bills, just one subject.
Yep.
We need to all write our congressmen and say we want to stop the kleptocracy with they can, you know, do this insider trading.
Yeah, you see, and I think when you got term limits, I know, but you know, Sherry, when you got term limits, you're going to cut out a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because they're just going to start getting their feet wet, and all of a sudden now they can't serve anymore. So, you know, in addition to term limits, I think they need to cut the benefits and make everybody do the retirement thing just like we have to. And whatever you earned in Congress, that's your Social Security. And you get to live like the rest of us, and you get the same Medicare and medical care. You don't get to go to Walter Reed every time you get sick. I mean, nonsense to this. These people have made themselves oligarchs. And, you know, they see an opportunity. I mean, did you see that? I haven't seen the argument yet. I was just reading the headlines about where Hannity was endorsing Lauren Boebert for speaker in 24. And I'm just like going, they are not going to let Lauren, but I don't care what Hannity says. They are not going to let Lauren Boebert, as much as she loves America and loves the Second Amendment and wants to see everybody do right. You know, the rhinos and the powers that be, the elite in Washington, D.C., they are going to rule the roost. And I just don't see Lauren, as much as I love her mindset, I just don't see her as speaker. So anyway, well, I appreciate your call this morning, Sherry.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much. All right. Now, I want to talk about this gas stove ban. Yesterday, I suggested everybody go out and purchase gas stoves. Because they want to ban them. And New York and California have already done it. But here's the thing. Now, they got the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes an $840 rebate. For an electric stove. What do you think it's going to take to run an electric stove? Have you ever worked on an electric stove? I have a gas stove, and there is no way I would ever have an electric stove again. I'm sorry. They suck too much energy firing up. And then on top of that, you can't regulate heat on those things. Once you have low, medium, high, I mean, you don't have those rheostatic type settings like you do with a gas valve. And so now the restaurateurs they were showing on Fox last night in both Jesse Waters Primetime and Tucker Carlson Tonight, both showed restaurateurs up in arms by the fact that they're trying to shut them off. And it's like, I got a great idea for you restaurateurs, especially the ones in D.C. where CPSC Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. is. Put signs up that say we have the right to refuse service to anyone. And then when you see people come in the restaurant, ask them, are you a federal employee? And put pictures of Trumka on the wall so that you can recognize him if he shows up. And you kick them out of your restaurant, say, this is the treatment you're going to get for banning gas stoves. You are a moron, and we're not putting up with it. And just start refusing service, especially if you're in D.C. and you're awake. Start refusing service to all federal employees and watch that little consumer agency bureaucracy about banning gas stoves go away. See, they haven't been affected personally by any of this. They sit there, global warming from the greenhouse gases and combustion of natural gas. That is so minor. It's so petty. It's ridiculous. They don't have science. You know, if gas appliances, according to Trumka, are a hidden hazard, that means you don't have the science. You are spewing somebody else's BS, Mr. Trumka. You're a commie pig. You're trying to tell us how to live, and you're trying to strip us of our freedoms so you can go where the sun never shines. That would be Hades, I think. I really think that the restaurateurs need to rise up and start not serving federal employees and teaching them a lesson. For those of you in California and New York, they're limiting the installation of new stoves and ovens, all right? So that means that everybody that's got a gas stove now apparently can keep them. But you see, where do you draw the line on gas stoves? When do you stop with the regulations before they start coming into your house and start telling you what you can and cannot do and how you can cook? They want to ban wood-burning fireplaces. Wow. How do you think you're going to heat your house? Some people, they only have that little Ben Franklin stove in their house. Or they have a wood-burning stove with a fan on it. And that's the only way they have. And, you know, you throw a couple of logs in one of those things and turn on that fan, man, your whole house is toast within minutes. But you see, if they ban wood, you got all this wood rotting because trees eventually rot and die and fall in the ground. And then you have forest fires. And what do forest fires produce? En masse type of gases that they're talking about. It's nature cleaning itself out. It's the environment renewing itself. I mean, come on, people. You know, you've got to stop this nonsense. You've got to call. I mean, this Commissioner Trumka, he's a bureaucrat. He's trying to tell you how to live your life. And see, that's when you give him the, hold on, I can't do that on the camera. That would not be right. How about if I just put three fingers up, like Scout's Honor, and say, read between the lines, Mr. Trumka. Would that be okay? Oh, jeez. Yeah, they want to ban our gas stoves. Here's another interesting thing under the health category I'm going to share with you. Do you like eating sushi. I there are certain kinds of sushi I won't eat, like eel. No. Unaga. No, we won't do that. But there is some, and there is this stuff that they put on it. It's green. It's called wasabi. And that stuff really opens up your sinuses, doesn't it? You put a little too much, you dip that sashimi in that wasabi, and boy, it's like, whoa, set your head on fire. Well, guess what? This Japanese horseradish concoction may help fight highly lethal pancreatic cancer. Seriously, a team of Taiwanese researchers studied the effects of naturally occurring wasabi isolate and two of its synthetic derivatives on human pancreatic cancer cells. And it seems like they're killing the cancer cells. Wasabi. Who'd have thought? Is that something that comes out of the ground that's a natural remedy? Wow. And for those of you living in California, you have another reason to worry, because security researchers were able to gain super administrative access to Reviver, the sole provider of California's digital license plates, and they can track the GPS location of all vehicles they're associated with. So you know what that means? Here you are, all soccer mom, all woke soccer mom, going out there shopping, and you've got all these groceries, and you've got all this money, and you're flashing all this jewelry, and the hackers can track your license plate all the way to your house, where would-be robbers are waiting to commit a home invasion. Doesn't that make you feel safe? A hacker could update any vehicle status to stolen, which would alert authorities. Talk about digital swatting. Wow. And all of a sudden you get pulled over and they've got your car surrounded. They've got guns pointed at you, little Miss Soccer Mom, who thinks you're all high and mighty and righteous. Wow. The hacker could access all user records, including what vehicles people own, their physical address, their phone number, their email, fleet management functionality for any company, locate and manage all vehicles in a fleet. Wow, what a mess they could make. Oh, yeah, but we have to go digital. Yeah, we have to have security. You know, and what's EMP going to do to this whole system? It's gone. And see, Biden, in the meantime, we've got a video that we're giving you from Joshua Phillip of Epoch Times. He signed a law putting kill switches on all cars that are going to be produced within the next 5 years. Yeah, imagine that. They can just shut your car off. That's why I put EMP shields in all my vehicles, folks, because they're going to use something very similar to EMP to shut down your computers. If you've got the shield in there, it means it prevents them from doing that. Hello. And now, we have a micro EMP shield now that EMPshield.com has got out. The new micro shield is out for vehicles. It's a very tiny little thing, and it looks almost like the EMP shield that you use for antennas. In fact, I have one right here. This is about what I'm holding up on the screen right here is about the size of what these micro shields look like. And this is one that you put on your antenna to keep your antenna from blowing up. Like if you're a ham radio operator and you can connect that both sides of this thing, you can see it's got a coax on both sides. And then you take this part right here and you put a 12-gauge wire onto this. And this goes to your ground screw. You punch one of these ground stakes into the ground. You attach a ground screw to it and you wire it in there. And that basically shunts everything to ground in a billionth of a second. So, you know, think about this and what's going to happen. How much protection do you need here? And those of you, some of my friends and the ones hanging out in Q, I'm talking about QAnon, and we get phone calls. Oh, my God, the Brunson case. Have you heard? Supreme Court's going to accept that. They're going to rule on the Brunson case. Oh, they did all right. They didn't accept it. We told you this was going to happen. They didn't have attorneys. I mean, who's going to argue their case? So the Supreme Court just rejected it. It went nowhere. We told you this. It wasn't going to go anywhere. When you don't do things by the book and you try to do the old Patriot Movement style crap, You are trying to stick a large square peg in a very small round hole. The small round hole is our system of justice. You have to be able to work the tools to make a large square peg and turn it into, plane it down into a round hole small enough to fit within the system. We have tools for that. Those tools are attorneys that are admitted to practice before the Supreme Court of the United States. Just going out there pro se and expecting to get your case heard from the Supreme Court of the United States. Come on. You got to have an attorney argue the case in front of the Supreme Court because they know protocol. They're not just going to let the Brunson brothers in there and argue whatever the hell they want. It's just not going to happen. And an investigation by the Associated Press, which now I wonder because of all the lies they've been spewing, reveals pandemic-era mass surveillance technologies being utilized as instruments of control. Remember those cell phones you got? Yeah, they're using it for contact tracing. Remember that? But see, social control on these things also include health data, housing information, financial profiles. You know, if you're sitting there using your cell phone to pay bills every month, baby, they got you. They got you right where it hurts. And they know your entire financial profile. It's just like me. If I wanted to pull your credit report and steal your credit report, see, the law says that only you are entitled to it, but I literally can take anybody's credit report and I can find out how much you are leveraged just by looking at your credit report and look how many accounts you have. I have that much experience where I can sit there and see how much you're leveraged and whether or not I can hit your weak panic button. We will be back after the top of the hour break with Nan Sue from the Epic Times. Nathan Sue will be joining us. In the meantime, guard your privacy. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.